Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio. We have Chaz and Dan from LegalZoom, LegalZoom.com, and they offered us, I just want to bring it up one more time to make sure that listeners take advantage. They offered a promo code. Whenever you go to a checkout of one of the services from LegalZoom, put in Got Invention and a discount will pop up forever. So thank you for that. I want to just read George's email here very quickly, and then I'd like to get to the copyright, so talk a little bit about that and talk about the America Invents Act. We're limited with this is one of the shortest segments, so we're going to have to kind of get as much as we can in here, but George just made a quick comment, which is kind of interesting. He said, 30 years ago, I used to get my invention notarized, had diagrams and description. Notary only wanted to see my license to verify my signature at work then. Thanks, George.
Well, George, I hope you got those patents while you could, because it's a little more complicated now.
Okay. All right. So copyrights. If you don't mind, let's just quickly finish up on that. Inventors say, you know what, I have this drawing that I did. I want to put a copyright on it. And some inventors say, I have this great invention. I want to file a copyright. So clear that up for us.
Right. Well, the first thing you said is right, and the second thing you said is wrong. Copyrights protect creative, original works of authorship, and those are books, plays, photos, paintings, drawings, songs, movies, etc., architectural works, architectural drawings, the actual buildings. What's required is that they be original and they be creative. As to the drawings that you were talking about, along with the patent application, the drawings that your inventor made, those are absolutely protectable by copyright because they are new creative works of authorship. I find that relatively few inventors know that portions of a patent application or work they do leading up to filing an application can possibly be protected by copyright. The lab books can be possibly protected as written works, and so on. Just like with trademark, rights are not, you don't have to register to get rights in copyright. Your rights accrue the minute you make something. So like Chaz's dad talking on the deck about an invention he wished he'd come up with, you don't get any copyright rights by saying, you know, I think I'd like to write a play about a girl from a Jewish family and a guy from an Irish family who fall in love and their parents don't approve. Not copyrightable, not protectable by copyright because it's an idea, just like Chaz's father's invention. But the minute you write something down, the minute you write a treatment or a short story or a novel or a play or a book, you can then receive copyright protection and you don't have to register to do it.
Okay.
Like with trademark, though, registration carries major benefits.
This is Chaz. I'd also like to say I think you can really kind of neatly kind of tie a bow around this idea. If you think about it from the common inventor standpoint, you have a business and you're selling your invention on your website. Your business name can be trademarked. Your website, if it's original and the content, can be copyrighted, and your invention underlying it can be patented.
There you're
that's
at.
A real nice way to kind of tie it all together.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're doing all three, you can do it.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great. I'm just trying to tie in, actually, two questions that are similar, one in the middle of the show and one a few seconds ago. People are asking about your website. Is it something that they go on and they do this themselves, or do people talk to you?
No, people don't talk to us. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and even though I'm an attorney, I don't practice law out of LegalZoom. None of the attorneys who work here do. Chaz doesn't either. LegalZoom is historically primarily self-help. So customers go on our website, and they fill out a questionnaire, input information about, in this case, it would be the invention that they're seeking protection for, and they'll have an automated document that reflects the invention, and then goes to the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay.
Our people here review it for consistency, for spelling and grammar, and then the customer reviews it finally to make sure that it is, in fact, his invention that's reflected.
Okay, so everything is done online, no matter if it's filing a corporation or the DBA or the patent, trademark, copyrights, all that, everything is done where it's do-it-yourself.
Yeah, but I do want to add that through the LegalZoom Legal Advantage plans, the Legal Advantage and Business Advantage plans for individuals or for entrepreneurs, that they do have now access to an attorney where they can discuss even before they purchase, before purchasing an item in most states, they can discuss the questionnaire process, the types of entity that they might want to be, and even after the process and they've received their document, they can discuss with a lawyer in their own state, licensed in their own state, for a fixed monthly fee with the first month for free. The legal questions that they would have about their company and their business. You should definitely go to LegalZoom.com and take a look at Legal Advantage for all the specifics on that detail. But it's an amazing program that a lot of people are finding that it's just really working out well for them.
Okay, super. I know that the America Invents Act has been talked about, and it took a long time to come to fruition. I believe it was September 16th, but you have about 2 minutes to tell us everything you can about it, not from the Patent Office perspective or corporate America perspective, but your perspective, which is taking the stance of being on kind of the inventor, being involved with the inventors, right?
That's right. And, you know, 2 minutes should be just long enough. There are two big things that independent inventors need to know about the America Invents Act. Big thing number one is first to invent is going away, and first inventor to file is coming in. This means that you have to get to the USPTO fast with your application. Speed is of the essence, and the provisional application is your friend. The provisional application for patent, the rough sketch of your invention, is the best way for independent inventors to protect their invention now against filings, daily filings, hourly filings by Google and by Apple, by these big, big companies that can file half a dozen patent applications, full patent applications in a day. Thing number two is the calendar. When do things start happening under the America Invents Act? You need to learn it, know it, live it. The calendar started as of the signing of the Act, September 16th of 2011. There are ongoing items. There are things that start happening next September 16th, and big, big things, March 16th of 2013, including the shift to first inventor to file.
Okay. I know also on the USPTO.gov website, there's a section there, American Invents Act, and there's always updates that are on there and those important dates like you're mentioning.
That's true. You know, one thing of major interest to your listeners is the micro-entity pricing, which has yet to go into effect. It's kind of waiting on congressional approval, so there's no date certain. But if and when it goes into effect, independent inventors, micro-entities, there are certain qualifications that you have to satisfy, but you can save 75% off USPTO regular fees, and that's massive for an individual.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anything else on the America Invents Act? I mean, it's ongoing at this point, right? So we should keep an eye on USPTO.gov.
That's the best way for us to keep in touch, right? Yeah, you should stay on USPTO.gov. You should get on news feeds, start reading blogs, get involved with organizations like UIA, read Inventor's Digest. Really get educated on this stuff because it's happening now.
Excellent. Okay, we have about a minute or so left, and I left that time to kind of just open it to whatever either of you, maybe 30 seconds each, to just kind of tell us, give us some final words of wisdom to the inventors listening out there.
Well, this is Chaz, and I think the biggest thing that you need to think about is, as an inventor, or whether you're an inventor that's going to be an inventor or an entrepreneur, is that, you know what, take a breath. It's not that hard. Taking care of the legal matters that are important to you are definitely important, but you know what, they really shouldn't eclipse the fact that what you really need to do is focus on your invention. You need to have this in your back pocket, the idea of using a company like LegalZoom to learn a little bit about what it is, the types of things that you can and can't do or should and shouldn't do on your own, I think are very important to the inventor. But never really lose sight of what your goal is. Your goal is to solve a problem. Your goal is to run a business. You know, try and save your hard-earned money. I always tell people, save your hard-earned money for real, true legal advice. And when you actually need to just get a document or find some information, hunt for it, search for it, educate yourselves. You're going to save so much money in the long run. It'll be worth it.
And Dan, I guess you second that, right?
I absolutely do. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Chaz Rampethal and Dan Goldman from LegalZoom, thank you both for joining us on our show. Okay. Have a great night, everyone. Okay, have a great night from Got Invention Radio. Till next week. Good night.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.